Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Courtney Amundson, author of Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. It's a book of loving, channeled wisdom brought forth to light mankind's path in challenging times. The book postulates a path to greater happiness, self-acceptance, understanding of ourselves, and how we can make a difference by sharing the truth, holding the love, and sharing our magic. The guides point the way toward getting into the natural flow and rhythm of life so that life becomes easier, more satisfying, and more divinely guided. The essence of Teachings from God is to uncover our true nature, the divine within, that once discovered will launch every person on a path of empowerment. The teachings help seekers to find, discover, remember the limitless aspects of human capacity so that we can attain more freedom in our daily living. You can find out more by visiting Courtney's website, which is www.teachingsfromgod.com, and I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Courtney to the show. Good day, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Robert. I'm so happy to be here.
Great. It's my pleasure. Anything we can do to make our listeners' lives happier, easier, and more fulfilling is certainly the goal of what I like to do. So, well, let me go ahead and start. First of all, I usually start by having the guests kind of give a little bit of information about themselves. So if you wouldn't mind, could you tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, this particular chapter in your life, you know, and when it began and how did it all start?
Sure. Well, it started about 4 years ago, and I'm 20 years old, and this started for me when I was 16 years old. And I've been on a spiritual path of seeking for my entire life, and I've been in a family that has really helped me to grow into that, and so I've been really blessed with in that department with my parents and my sister. And so I was introduced to a lot of amazing spiritual works, including Esther Hicks and The Secret and a lot of stuff like that, Eckhart Tolle, Deepak Chopra. Those were all my inspirations from a young age, and I read their books, and I listened to their tapes. And so this all kind of primed a journey for me, or a soul purpose for me, I guess, of, you know, trying to figure out why I'm here on Earth and what is my journey, what is my path, and how can I help to heal people. I knew from a young age that I wanted to do that in some way, shape, or form, whether it be music or art or energy healing. And so that the energy healing piece really awakened for me when I was 9 years old and I met a Qigong master here in Minnesota. And he has inspired me and taught me so much about myself and how to heal myself and heal other people through Qigong. And so I deepened spiritually a lot with his guidance and wisdom. I then sort of opened up in this way on March 12, 2012, when I started having conversations with the universe. And it's a big word, the universe, and the way that I mean that is really I started to open myself up to my highest self and the wisdom that's been inside of me for my entire life and before even. And I realized that at that point that all human beings have this incredible wisdom to connect with our divine nature. And it's about asking through free will to uncover some of those things. And so I spent, you know, a really long time, I would say, maybe since I was 9 or 10 years old till I was 16, you know, doing a lot of research and investigation about, you know, why I'm here. And I remember March 2012 is when I started to really deepen, and I remember being very involved or interested, I guess I should say, in reading children's past lives stories and watching them on YouTube. And I'm not really sure what really sparked this for me. I don't know where I originally heard about this, but I started to see these stories and was blown away. And through this research, I found that some of my own memories started to come forth. And so this sparked for me some deeper meditations. And there was a specific day, which was March 12, 2012, that I was meditating and taking a break from my schoolwork that day. And I felt something very, very different come over me. And it was a angelic presence, golden liquid light, unconditional love just pour through me. And I felt for the first time that I had really embraced or uncovered a piece of me that I knew as my true self, you know, the piece that is more than just my human self. It's something much broader and grander and wiser. And it was such a loving embrace, and I could feel this wisdom coming through that wanted to speak with me. And I noticed that this light energy was trickling throughout my body, and it started to move down into my arms. And when it reached my fingertips, the light started to shoot out my fingertips. And it was very powerful and also very gentle at the same time. And I went to the computer as I was remembering in my mind as this experience was happening that Esther Hicks had a similar experience when she started talking with this presence that she calls Abraham. And I was familiar with that work, and so I knew what was happening, and I was ready for this. And I went to the computer and I opened up a blank Word document, and I surrendered, and I said, you know, please just let me know what I need to hear. And I let go of my human self, and I felt so embraced in this loving presence, angelic presence, and they started to type on the keyboard, one by one, letter by letter. And it was slow, but I was patient, and I spent a few hours that day working on that. And I had my eyes closed to fully just surrender and let myself go. And the words were being typed on their own. And I had no idea how, because I wasn't looking at the keyboard. And yet when I opened up my eyes, all of the words made sense. And it was incredible, and every time I closed my eyes and I said that mantra in my head, I am in the universe is in my body, the universe and I combine together. Every time I said that, and I learned that from this Qigong master here in Minnesota, I felt that presence come over me again, and it became my life, it became my inspiration and my drive for, you know, up until now, really, I've used all of my all of the guidance that I've received from this amazing presence, oneness that I'm connected with, and we're all connected with. It's given me so much freedom and empowerment, and so it's been a personal journey, and then it has also been a universal journey. It's been something that has transformed many other people's lives as they've read my book, and I'm just surrendering to what the universe, you know, wants me to do, how I can serve, and so that's how the book came about. I just, you know, I spent hours every day channeling this material, and I worked on it religiously every single day for 3 years, channeling all of it and then editing it and putting the book together. And so it's like my baby has been birthed, and I'm
right.
Just so excited to share it with everyone, and it's such a loving presence that can help all of us on our path of awakening to our true authentic nature, and it really is a personal journey for everyone that reads it.
Yeah, you know, and March 12th, boy, that's a week from Saturday is your upcoming anniversary for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens to be my birthday, so as soon as you said March 12th, I was like, very good day. Yeah. as you said, you know, you're 20, and for most individuals who are of your age to be focused on, you know, your purpose, you know, your place in the universe. I mean, that's just, it's just very unusual. I mean, you know, it seems that the environment that you're in, like you said, your family and the Qigong master, I mean, it seems like, in a way, you were kind of set up by having these wonderful resources to be able to help you guide, you know, through the process of the channeling.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, all of these memories and I think my drive that's been innate since the beginning, but being that I chose this environment, as you said, and I believe I definitely did set this up. And and that's definitely been so nurturing, and without the environment, I don't think I would have had the same ability to really do this at the in the way that I am. So
I agree. Well, you know, and just for the listeners to know, I mean, you have basically 50 chapters, roughly, I think it's what, 47? 49 plus an appendix. But anyway, there's a lot of different topics that you cover. When you were going through the process of channeling this information, did the topics come to you? I mean, did you go in with an intention to kind of seek information, answers for a particular area, or did you just go in like that blank slate and see what it was and then identify afterwards what the topics were pertaining to?
It was the second one. I really went in
okay.
and I surrendered and I said, whatever we need to hear. I mean, I really did. That's been the entire process of this book, as I've said, you know, this is my service to humanity. I don't want to get in the way in any shape or form. I want, you know, whatever we need to hear to come through. And so it was a 3-year process, I would say, or 2.5 year process of just getting the material down. And I used a little netbook to do all of it. And after the fact, I printed out the entire thing at Office Max. and I went through everything. And it was a spiral-bound book that was about 900 pages long and
wow.
single-spaced. And so it was a monster. And I went through it, and I took out a lot of stuff that I felt was more on the personal nature for me, and I mm-hmm. and I picked it up where it started to really pertain to humanity, where I felt that the journey really began, and so all of the content was really in order of how I channeled it. I had no topics in mind. I just had each entry by date, and I took out all the dates and put it into a book, broke it up into mm-hmm. chapters, and
okay.
wasn't until the very end that I actually added the chapter titles. So
okay, mm-hmm. good. Well, you know, and just for the listeners out there hearing, you know, the you know, your dedication, the daily dedication, and the amount of material that you gathered, all of that stuff, I think, for people out there, it's really important for them to know that when it comes time to, you know, putting together information, a book, you know, any kind of writing, that it's that kind of dedication that's really required to be able to, you know, to make it a reality. And
right.
you know, and I know so many people who just fall short of that, you know, fall short of that. They have the idea, they maybe have ideas that they want to talk about, to instruct, to convey a message, but they don't go through with that particular process. So I just have to say, you know, kudos to you for doing that.
Thank
that's
you.
It's a major thing. Now,
it is, and I think, you know, big thing for everyone, though, to hear is that, you know, when you do surrender your own, I guess, intentions or motivations, whatever it is that's making you feel blocked or not following through with something, I think when you let go and you just let the process flow and let the universe guide you, you know, it's so much easier. And that's really where this came from, and that's why it has flowed and why I've met all the right people to make this project work. But that's life. I mean, that's life when you let the universe guide you, when you co-create. And but there is a lot, you know, a lot in this book that can really help us in our humanness. I mean, I think that's what really how it differs from other channeled books is that this is more about how to really relate to the divine in a way that
mm-hmm.
is not overwhelming, in a way that doesn't further separate us. And so it's beautiful. I mean, there is chapter 29 even about honoring the human experience, and that's what I think is so amazing is that it's all about how to work at how to work at life where we're at, and we're always in the right place. And
yeah, as we say, you know, and that's, you know, that's the, you know, one thing, the topics in the book are really, you know, do pertain to the human experience, you know, and really, really kind of highlighting the value of that experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, that's the one of the things I like about it. Now, when it comes to first of all, the title of the book is Teachings from God. So the, you know, some people when they channel information, like you mentioned, Esther Hicks and Abraham, with your particular experience, do you feel that your message was from God, or, you know, from a group? How would you describe, you know, the source?
mm-hmm.
Kind of
right.
a little pun there.
It's a big one, and I've always stumbled over the word God, and I was very hesitant to even call it that, to even title the book that, because it's a word that I've never used in my life, and I think that's hilarious, actually, that I ended up choosing that word when I've never had any relationship to it. I've always had a relationship with the divine, but it was something that I just knew and I felt. But, you know, if I were to use a word like oneness or source energy, I felt that it would not make the audience as broad. And so what I really want out of this work is to be able to make it very, very universal. And I don't want to be stuck in any one category. because I do believe that anyone can apply it to their life with an open mind and an open heart and a willingness to grow. And so I use the word God because it's a word that everyone can understand at some basic level. Even though we all have a different interpretation of it, there is, you know, once you get past the title and you really get into the meat of the book, it explains, you know, what the word God or, you know, that source energy really means. But I've learned that God is all that is. It's where we came from, it's where we go back to, and it's not a singular being or a shape or form. It's really the greatness and the wholeness of the universe. And so that understanding for me has really shaped me to not need to define God anymore, but to really just feel and experience that force. And it's something that, you know, it flows through me and it flows as me, and it continues to heal and guide me as I, you know, co-create with that. And I no longer see this source as something that's above me. You know, I see it as something that I'm part of and I can create with. So it's all about empowering the human being to see who they really are and to not have separation as much as possible. It's hard, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is actually a great transition because I really want to talk, you know, because several of the chapters in your book, you deal with the idea of separation from God and oneness, you know. And so, okay, can you explain? Okay, well, let me have you go ahead. First, go ahead and explain the, you know, why this topic seemed to be important to be contained in the book.
Well, it's a big one because the nature of our physical being is to see separation all around us. That's really what we experience in a really full state. And it was designed for a reason, and part of that reason is because, you know, the source within us, our soul or whatever you want to call it, that driving force that helps us and guides us along our way, it likes to experience things that are different from its natural state of just, you know, all-knowing and feeling perfect as you are and knowing who you are. And so that source energy within us sees that as a game, a fun game to be human. And we do it because we think it's fun, and we do it because we see you know, the purpose in, you know, as a, you know, at the level of soul growth, we see that deciding to be human is something that will help us in a personal way, and we choose to do that, and we also we choose to do it not only on a personal level but also as a universal level, because we see that we're all collaborating together for the end result. So end result of peace and seeing that we're not separated from each other. But I think that as we're kind of transforming or ascending into this knowing that we're all one, we're letting go of all the conditionings that hold us back from that ultimate truth. And that's part of what this book helps us to do, is to see beyond our human mind and to surrender and to learn to receive the wisdom that comes from our highest self to guide us. And when we do that, when we let go of our human mind or our ego, we open the doors up to something more. And when there aren't those conditionings there, or when we can at least temporarily turn them off to see a new lens, see through a new lens, we see that we're much broader and we have a perspective that has no judgments, has no conditionings and has no fear or worry or doubt, any of that. And that is the place where we can see that we're one with everything around us. And
yeah. Okay. And the reason that I kind of wanted to focus on that is because, you know, I like your description of the process and the reasoning behind that. You know, to me, it just seems that, you know, I understand, you know, the separateness, the illusion of separateness, you know, and the I'm going to say fact of oneness, you know, of everything, in my opinion. But one of the things that I think sometimes gets a little cloudy for me is that my personal belief is that the separateness that we each experience, that individual experience that we each have, you know, it seems to me that each one contributes to the whole. Obviously, you know, we contribute. So to me, it's kind of like, you know, God's, you know, this little consciousness separated from God to be able to experience a different point of view and bring that different point of view back to the collective. You know, mm-hmm. So to me, it's kind of like. I think sometimes we don't celebrate our separateness enough. You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's like oneness is good, but also I think that separateness and that uniqueness and the
Absolutely.
Individual contribution is just, you know, that's part of why we're here.
Oh, it's the whole point. I mean, I love that you said that in the way that you said that, because that's the other part that has been, you know, so joyful for me to read back in my book is that there's so much reverence for humanity. There's so much celebration for all that we're doing and all of the things that we have to go through to get to a place where we can see ourselves clear. And that separation, it's seen from that perspective, is something that's beautiful and perfect and even more amazing when we can see beyond it, when we can, you know, sort of see that we're veiled in a way. And so, I agree with you. It's definitely a big part of our beauty, a big part of why we're here, and especially to learn emotions. Like what you said, too, about how some things that we're supposed to, you know, bring more enlightenment to, or God source energy wants to experience what we experience in a new form, and that one big thing is emotions. So I like that you said that.
Yeah, and, you know, to me, emotions really. I mean, you know, the love and contrary, you know, sometimes hate. The strong emotion seems to be so powerful in many
yeah.
ways, you know, that we really need to pay attention. But we're about halfway through the show, so I want to take just a quick break. And I do want to invite people that if you're listening and you would like to ask Courtney any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions that you would like for me to pose to Courtney, feel free to type them in and we'll get to that. And then, Courtney, right on the other side of the break, when we come back, I would like to kind of explore, first of all, you know, to see if you, you know, have any suggestions, or if there are any suggestions in your book for people that maybe that can kind of live a little bit more in that unity consciousness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to talk about multidimensionality. I like that idea.
Sure.
Okay.
Great.
So everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break. Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there, or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide: books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show. Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, my very special guest is Courtney Amundson, and we've been talking about her book, Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. And again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is www.teachingsfromgod.com. And there is a direct link to that website in the show page description. And on her website, you can find out more about the book, a blog, and a store, and many other things. So with that, we're back, Courtney.
Hey, everybody.
Hey there. Okay. Hi. Well, okay. Great. Well, as far as the idea of unity consciousness, you know, the idea of keeping that oneness in mind, right now there's so much divisiveness in the world. And you know, it's really, I think it's really, I don't know. One opinion of mine is that it's necessary to be able to get people motivated to say, no, that's not the way it is. But then again, you know, I think that, you know, we just have a long way to go toward to recognizing that unity of consciousness. So in your opinion, are there things that people can do? First of all, why would someone want to have that consciousness? And then what are some things that people can do to promote that within themselves?
Right. Well, I think it has to come from within. And naturally, at some point, everyone is going to come to this conclusion that they want something more out of their life, and they realize that something's missing, and that you can't fill that with anything besides, you know, really finding the truth within you, and that it all comes back to you. At some point, everyone is going to come to that realization in this lifetime or another. But we learn that through contrast, and what you said about, you know, we have a long ways to come. Yes, in many ways, and also we've come so far, and through contrast of experience, we're kind of pushing ourselves in the direction of, you know, when we know what we don't want, we know what we do want. And so it's kind of about getting us all in the same boat at the same time, and it's kind of a balancing act in a way, but that's part of, you know, the reason why we have, you know, mass suffering all at once. It's getting everyone in the emotional scale at the same time. So pushing us to want something more and to see ourselves in a clear way. But as far as how to get there, once you are feeling like you're wanting that in your life, I think what I found to be true is I've just opened my heart up, and I said, you know, how I've surrendered, and I said, how can I be of service, and how can I serve myself, and instead of just, you know, kneeling down and praying to the source that feels so separate from you, a big part is realizing, first of all, that you're part of it, and not making yourself, not playing small. And that's something that holds us separate from God and Source Energy, is that we unconsciously, you know, through free will, we unconsciously hold ourselves separate because we believe that God is separate from us. And so as you open up your heart more, and as you learn to listen more, and you have forgiveness and gratefulness and diligence, you remain open to receiving and listening with more intent, I feel. And so a big part for me was surrendering and then being able to listen and not just getting in my own way. But I wanted to actually read a little portion of Chapter 29, which is called There's Only Oneness, God Hears You. And I feel that this pertains to what we're talking about. And it also shows just the reverence, which I love.
Great. Mm-hmm.
So it says, there is much appreciation and gratitude for this sacred gathering, for we are here to be with you just as much as you are here to be with us. Dear ones, it is beyond what you know. It is beyond your comprehension how divine this truly is. For it is not just for you, dear human being. God needs you. God needs God, actually, is what it says. What we're saying is we need you. We need you to be one with all of creation because you're that other half. So you see, all that time when you were thinking that you were separate, you were under the illusion that you were everything but the benevolence and greatness of God. You try so hard to find things that are already yours. Your terms must be rethought and reevaluated because the times are asking for you to do so. Wouldn't it be lovely to start giving yourself the credit to be the influence and to initiate the godliness within by saying yes? It is a great gift to say yes to yourself, to value and appreciate your body, mind, and soul so much that you will greet yourself with harmony and fullness, and not just as the external features that you greet in the mirror every day. No, dear children, you are not just flesh and bones. You are energy and you are light, quite literally. And I like that a lot because, and there's so much more in that chapter too, but I won't read it now, but it just helps to see. It helps to shift you beyond the mind. It helps to shift you into a place of seeing oneness within everything. But it's not a 12-step process. It's not like that. It's something that that is internal and that grows with you as you show that you're ready, as you initiate it, as you devote yourself to it. So it's very personal.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's the one thing. I mean, it's just like school in a way, you know, that you know, there's certain levels, you know, you have to kind of have some basics in place, you know, before a lesson will make sense or a teaching or an idea or a concept will make sense, you know, and how to apply it. So,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's a very good, you know, and that's the one thing nice about the book. I mean, is that, like you said, the reverence for the human experience, you know, and, you know, that's just something that, you know, I mean, with when it comes to, you know, spiritual teachings and books and that kind of thing, so often it's, you know, the focus is on, you know, the spirituality. I mean, the spiritual realm, so to speak, versus the humanity, and that to me, that's really ignoring the whole purpose of being here. You know,
right?
Human
right.
Experience.
We have to honor where we're at.
Exactly. Exactly. And have fun. Have fun doing it. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Well, now, again, another part, a chapter in your book talks about the multidimensionality of the human being. And in it, you know, how we can kind of use, you know, our tools in a toolbox, to uncover wisdom and talents within us. And it's interesting because, well, I'm a nature lover, and I post on my Facebook page nature pictures all the time. And on Leap Day, I saw this one bird that had, I mean, it looked like it had a mask. It was like a bandit kind of thing. And, you know, and I've always listened to kind of the messages that, you know, that I got. And for that particular one, it was, you know, leap forward this week and unmask your talents. And it was like, you know, and I thought, whoa, you know, and then your book talks about unmasking, you know, talents. So I would love for you to share with the listeners, you know, that multidimensional aspect and how we can use that to our advantage in this experience.
Well, I've learned that all of these things, all of these talents and wisdom that we seek are actually within our physical bodies, that we have stored all of this information throughout all of our lifetimes, and we never have to relearn those things that we already learned. And we are eternal beings. And so, you know, most of us have had, you know, a good amount of practice here on Earth, which means that you have a lot stored within your physical body at this point. And many of us go through our lives not even knowing that that's there. And we get, you know, we get our undies in a bunch of, about stupid things that we could easily draw upon from our experience. And I call that the Akashic Records. You'll hear that from many other teachers and many other teachers that talk about that. But within my book, it's actually also called The Infinite Golden Toolbox, which I think is really a beautiful image. And it talks about how, actually, I'll just go right to this part of my book where it talks about when we're building a house, we don't use just one tool. We use many to build our house. And that, you know, you can't use a screwdriver to build the whole thing. That won't work. And it's similar to what we do as humans, as we try to go through our life with one, you know, just that screwdriver, and we don't know that we have more. But so here, let me read again a bit. So let's see. There's so much more out there that encompasses and utilizes all of the tools of the universe and of you. Some of you use powerful practices such as channeling or the use of crystals to communicate with the innate, but those are only two tools out of thousands of millions. They are not countable, but for your reference point, we make it understandable. And then it talks about you can't build a whole house with one tool. There are many boards and bolts that need to be put together in different ways. It makes your house diverse, more stable, and much more reliable. The universe is this way, too, for it utilizes the many tools that are available, and with that skill set, or in better terms, reliable sources, it can become stable and very accurate. That is to say, the human being dialing in, so to speak, can access a variety of energy sources, all of which are available to the human being. But with the tools that they use matched up with their innate skill sets and the tools available by the universe, they can locate the energy that is the best fit for them. Simply stated, the energy is the same, but the process varies. So you can use, you can go back to your personal Akashic records and locate those skill sets that you're using, and you can evaluate within yourself whether you're using the screwdriver or the wrench or the hammer, or if you're just using one, and if that's the case, then you'll realize that you know there's a lot that you can utilize that you haven't been. So for me, I just used, you know, I had an intention, and I would say, you know, divine, please guide me to help me to be better at public speaking, for instance, because I was really nervous about when I got this book out there, how would I deal with that? How would I deal with that? Because I knew it was going to happen, and I just had an intention, and I let it go, and I didn't get caught up in the process. You know, how am I supposed to do this, or what is the Akash, and what's it supposed to look like, and what kind of meditation should I do for that? You know, it wasn't about that. I just said, please guide me and do it for me, and I'll remain open, and I'll do what you tell me to do, and it's exactly what happened, and in the end, you know, all of a sudden, the day came where I was doing it and comfortable. And so I think it's about intention, surrendering in that moment, having intention, and just give it to the divine. Just say, please help me with this. And as long as you are open and you say, I'll do my part, just show me what I need to do, then I think that's all you need to do.
Yep, and do your part.
Exactly. It's all there. Yeah. I mean, we do have this golden toolbox within us, and all of that information and the talents, it's all stored within us. So just ask for what you need and do your part, like you said.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the topics in the book are very optimistic, positive, you know, a positive view of, you know, the human experience. But right now there's, you know, that contrary emotion of fear. And right now it's being played out on a, you know, the major stage quite prominently, you know, of, you know, getting people to feel fear, to kind of buy into that. How would you, like, if someone was to come up to you and say, you know, Courtney, you know, I like the idea of your book, but, you know, I mean, just look around you. You know, there's a lot of stuff to be afraid of, and you don't address that in the book. So how would you answer to that kind of person or that view?
Right. Well, I definitely have come in contact with a lot of people like that, and it, you know, to be honest with you, it always kind of catches me in an awkward position, because I have found throughout this work and the relationship that I've built to in my personal, you know, spiritual life or journey, I've gained confidence, I've gained you know, the sense of reliability on my higher self to guide me. And, you know, things that really scared me before have become a non-issue in many ways, because I can see from the larger perspective. And many people, you know, and then there's also many times where I drop into my humanness and I get really caught up in the news and in all of that, and I go, oh my gosh! I mean, if you step back, you can really, you know, get caught up in that fast, and that energy pulls you in. It pulls you in because it's something that collectively we're trying to shed, but there's always going to be that yin and yang energy. There's always going to be, you know, the part of our planet that is trying to ascend and sees from that higher place and sees that we're moving in the right direction, and it might not look like it from the outside, but we really are. And then there's going to be the others that are still caught up in that spiral, in that spin that we're trying to shed. And, you know, that's part of the journey, but at the same time, I would say that I mean, yes, it's true, we are being driven by fear, and that energy, and I'm not really sure how to call it, how to label it, because I don't want to say it's negative, because it's I mean, it's just the yin and yang. But that energy,
right, exactly,
that energy wants us to still feel separated. And I think a lot of that is man-made, but it's really all held, it's all been stored in our planet, and because we're reaching a higher vibration collectively, all of that stuff is coming up to the surface for us to release it. And so a lot of people are buying into that. A lot of people are only seeing that and not the bigger perspective, which is causing a lot of fear, causing a lot of, you know, that the story, like, mm-hmm. we're not moving in the right direction, and just, you know, just look at the news and get a reality checked already. And I hear that all the time. But, you know, when, as I've found my own connection to the divine, and I've really been able to see from the bird's eye view, I can see that it's really all okay. It really is. And where we focus our energy is what we see on the outside. And so, you know, for me, because I don't focus on the negative, or I don't focus on
right.
what I don't want to have in my life, it hasn't become, the energy isn't active within me. So I feel that for everyone, you know, put your energy where you want to see it go. if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense, you know, put your intention where you want to see the world moving in the positive direction, and you know, focusing on what's wrong does not help. You know, even as your instinct your argument is that, you know, you have to be well educated on what's happening. Hear that all the time, but it's just another way of saying I want to keep complaining about what's going wrong because what's happening is real. And yes, and also as you focus on the light and as you continue to shine the light, that's where the energy goes, and more people can see that.
Yeah.
Without needing to get in that spin.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things, you know, you kind of mentioned in there that, you know, like when you were talking about the fear of public speaking, you know, and to me, you know, and the fact that you, you know, kind of threw out the intention, surrendered, and allowed things to unfold, you know, and it seems to me that you know, quite often fear is the one thing that holds people back from, you know, experiencing, you know, life to its fullest, you know, and what you did working through and transmuting that fear, probably doing excitement, you know, that whole thing, I think, is what, you know, hopefully, you know, people will be able to do for themselves, recognize that they have the power to change fear and not
right.
let them that hold them back.
I actually just opened up to a page where it talks about that, and it says fear comes up, your past comes up, but they reside in the mind, and they can be conquered with the heart if you are just willing to let go. Let go is in caps. Dear ones, let us remind you who's in power here, and it's the universal love and the divine in you. That is said with great care and love, for it is not intimidating, but we say it for you to realize you're playing the victim almost without realizing it, and it holds you back from utilizing your tools. When you decide that it's not worth it to hold back any longer, you won't put up with whatever other people want to tell you is right for you personally. You will stop settling, and you will certainly stop agreeing to demands which are keeping you back from living your highest potential. I think that sums it up.
It sure does. You said it so much more eloquently than I did, but that is the idea. Well, you know, gosh, we're down to the last few minutes here, Courtney, so this hour has flown by. So are there maybe any final comments you might want to give to the listeners, maybe what you, you know, hope that the reader will take away from
mm-hmm.
reading your book?
Well, I would say don't be intimidated. It can sound like big words, can sound like big concepts that you might not be ready for. That might be what you're thinking. But what I will tell you is that it's a personal journey that will take you wherever you are at. And it's so loving, and it's so beautiful and compassionate. And so I just want you to know that it's not just about picking up knowledge. It's really about it's about building a relationship with your highest self and to grow in whatever way you choose to grow. So it will bring you there, and I just want I won't say any more. There's no words.
That just sums it up. Yeah. Well, no, this, yeah. No, this is great. Yeah. Well, you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation today. It was a really delightful conversation. So I really want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Courtney Amundson, and we have been talking about her book, Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul and Revealing the Divine Within. And again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is www.teachingsfromgod.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. And on her website, you can find out more about the book, subscribe to her newsletter, look at her blog and store, and much, much more. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again... Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.